tackles, 3 tackles for a loss for 4 yards, 2 sacks for 4 yards, 1 tip pass, 1 interception, and 3 penalties for 45 yards. Colin Cook had 9 tackles, but DJ Ridner led all tacklers with 10. Travis Esmager had 4. Shelkey had 3 tackles. Kraft had 5. Seltz with 4. Keys with 1. Lemanski with 4. Sutherland with 6 tackles. Livingston with 1 tackle. Austin Ginther with 6 tackles. Josh Wan with 5 tackles. And Nick Hessling jumped in with 1 tackle as well. Tackles for a loss. Cook had 1 for a yard. Sutherland another yard. And Ginther had a 1 for 2 yards. The sack. Ginther also had a 7-yard sack. And Livingston had the other sack for 3 yards. Josh Shelkey had 1 tip pass. Colin Cook had the 1 interception. And we had 3 penalties for 45 yards, all being personal fouls against Harbor Beach on the defensive side. Dave, what can you see from these numbers?
Well, on defense, the guy that stands out the most would be DeAndre Ridner. He really stepped up today. Almost Sloan Klasky-like, if you remember that name, at middle linebacker. Really
That's
was
going back for years.
Not too far. Just a couple years, he was all over the place, making tackles from sideline to sideline, and definitely was plugging up the middle. Harper and Gangler both had really nice games, but really only averaged 4 to 5 yards a carry, and that's low for them. They are big bodies that run hard, and he did a nice job really in the middle section covering that ground from top to bottom. On the offensive side of the ball, you can't ever say enough about what Eli Kraft does managing this team, running the ball when necessary, making things happen on plays that are broken down. Quietly, Josh Shelkey had a phenomenal game. He only caught 4 passes, but 2 of them were huge touchdown passes. A one-handed catch, that catch in traffic at halftime there. So he really had a nice game as well. And you know, that defense, it's all over the place. It got pushed around a little bit tonight, and I know Coach Rubel won't be happy about that. But, you know, overall, they did a really good job. And things really turned around in the second half when guys like Ginther and Juan really held down that defensive line in the middle.
And it's quite the sight out here. There's actually 4 USA seniors who just stepped off the field for the final time, all turned around at one moment and looked back at what they had just stepped off, took it all in, took a deep breath, and now they're sauntering back to the locker room, taking it in for one last time as seniors on this USA squad, finishing up the regular season at 4-5.
Looks like a couple of the big names there. Clark, looks like Milkey, Ballard. I see Gangler, and I see Harper. So the big 4 names you see a lot, you know, out there paying their respects to this field that's treated them so well over the years.
And they've seen a lot of good games in the years, especially with 2 state championships being born right here.
Absolutely.
So that wraps the season up for USA, finishing up at 4-5. Harbor Beach moves on to the postseason at 8-1. And, of course, we'll have much more on that coming this Sunday at 6:40 p.m. on 102.1 FM. It's your MHSA selection show being presented by WIW Sports and Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. That's taking place Sunday at 6:40. But one interesting fact that the latest projections from snoozetoyou.com have shown is in the week at 8.5 in Division 7, Harbor Beach has actually jumped up, according to the projections, to Division 7, which would put them in the potentially the same district as Marlette, Lakers, and Memphis. They have projected Harbor Beach and Memphis, Memphis getting in at 5-4 tonight, and then Marlette and Lakers taking down. That should be a very, if that were the case, it'd be quite the interesting district. But then, unfortunately, after that, whoever gets out of that district would be a rather semi-short road, because you're going to run in some big names like Detroit Loyola, Bath, Hudson, Homer, Reading, Cassopolis, Royal Oak Shrine, Southfields Christian, Madison Heights Bishop Foley, University Lincoln.
And if this stands very accurately, which we know it won't because things will shake up, but whatever team were to come out of that district would draw the winner, most likely Southfield Christian and more likely Royal Oak Shrine. So some big name schools there right away in the regional.
And this is actually the first week in 5 weeks that Harbor Beach was actually projected to be in Division 7. Up to this point, they were Division 8 as they won the state championship in Division 8 last year. Of course, we'll get more into these projections on Sunday on our selection show. But if Harbor Beach were to jump down to Division 8, they would be the largest school in Division 8 by 4 students. So as of right now, they're either the smallest school in Division 7 or the largest in Division 8. We'll find out Sunday at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and I can't wait to find out because it really, really can determine a lot of things, especially for the Harbor Beach team. But it would also be very neat in Division 7 to see them play teams that we're familiar with in Marlette and Lakers and even Memphis.
It's exciting to see Lakers back in the action.
Absolutely.
And especially with Harbor. Well, it'd be a great district if that were the case. Harbor Beach, Memphis, Marlette, and Lakers.
And actually, that Marlette-Lakers game would be a very good game. To see the two very, very tough teams we've seen battle it out. We haven't seen Marlette this year, but we know Lakers can hold their own with what Dubes and Diaz does over there, especially on the ground. So that could be a good battle. Wouldn't mind seeing Marlette take them on in that game.
We'll all find out on Sunday with our selection show starting at 6:40 p.m. on 102.1 FM. We're getting all the biggest heads as far as knowledge goes on the local sports scene. From Thumb Tailgater Sports to the Huron Daily Tribune, of course, us at WIW Sports, we'll all be getting together to show our prowess of what we have to offer in the postseason show as the road to Ford Field begins this Sunday with the first games taking on Friday. Dave Hansen, final thoughts from tonight.
I think we saw a very good game. We saw USA coming out, putting their heart and soul into that first half, especially that first quarter, taking an early 14-0 lead, and don't have the ability to score quickly like Harbor Beach can. To beat a Harbor Beach team, you know, they slowed them down early, but that is as good as it gets. You got to score with them, and just couldn't handle that high-powered offense, especially the passing game of Harbor Beach is just so undeniably fast, and just they can knock you out real quick. And that Harbor Beach pass defense, as we said, that USA attempted two passes tonight. That was it, and one was picked, and the other one almost was picked. So Harbor Beach's pass defense is probably the best around, hands down, and they are fun to watch.
Tonight's game broadcast was brought to you by Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, K&S Insurance of Harbor Beach, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb, Michigan, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky in Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, Rainey's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Elber Insurance of Port Hope and Harbor Beach, and Sure Healthcare Network of Sebring Family Medicine. Cellular and internet phone services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Cellular, the 4G LTE network, now with the 5C and 5S from the Apple iPhone. Last we heard from the Reese-Whitmore-Prescott game, Reese was leading by 8, 34-26. Ubley was leading Bad Axe 40-20. That is a final. And as far as other games going on tonight, we have Frankenmuth leading Vassar 35-0. Cass City was leading 26-7 over Carroll, last we heard. And a Marlette over Armada 42-21, last we heard. Final score from Deckerville 54, Cardinal Mooney 7. And last we heard, that North Huron taking out Akron Fairgrove 34-0 in the third quarter. So on behalf of the entire WLAW Sports broadcast team, Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information, Spectacular John per usual, Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, excellent job keeping track of everything, especially when things went a little crazy there with a lot of scoring and a lot of action going on. She takes care of our entire Twitter feed at WLAW Sports. And our in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We will see you next week for week one of the postseason, and we will see you on Sunday at 6:40 p.m. for the MHSA Selection Show presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the Thumb. On behalf of WLAW Sports, we'll see you next week.